genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Wow, you don't get something for nothing. You can have freedom for free.
Oh, you can get something for nothing. Just vote for Democrats. It's all free, all the time. Anything you want. Bonbons and fancy cars and free cell phones and rent and everything. It's just nothing but rainbows and sunshine. Just get on the government gravy train. It never ends. It never ends. Free for all Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline, or check in at stevegruber.com. Send me a note. Look forward to hearing from you. My next guest is Chris Warren, Director of the Communications at the Institute for Energy Research. I just saw that Germany canceled billions of dollars, almost $1 trillion in green energy efforts. Why? Because it's crushing their economy. Chris Warren, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. You know, the cost of wind and solar, it's a nice idea, it is. And just so I'm clear, I have nothing against wind and solar. In fact, if I could have a windmill out here that ran my house and kept my bill at zero, I'd be really happy. But the fact of the matter is, on scale, when you talk about scale and trying to power entire communities and businesses or states, it doesn't work. It's wildly expensive at this point.
That's right. It just doesn't work, and we're finding that out in countries like Germany, countries like Spain. But unfortunately, here in the U.S., we're not learning from their mistakes. We're just repeating them. We just came out with a study a few days ago looking at the cost of replacing coal and nuclear power and natural gas power with new wind and solar resources, and found that electricity from those new sources would be anywhere from 2.5 to 5 times more expensive than the current electricity that we're getting. So it's not cheap, it's expensive, it's unreliable as well. So it just can't be depended on to power a country.
So why do we keep going down this road? Because to me, it doesn't seem like it's a mistake. To me, it seems like it's by design. And it means that we're going down this path to further handcuff America. Because if we continue down this path, we'll have energy poverty. We will have communities that can't afford to stay powered if that's your reliance. Because sometimes, you know, this may come as a shock to you, Chris, but sometimes the wind doesn't blow. And sometimes it's cloudy. And I know that's crazy.
It's just crazy. And most of the time that happens when we need it's not blowing or it's not shining when we need electricity most. So it just happens.
Well,
to work
exactly.
Out that
I'll
way.
Give you an example. Give everybody a quick example here. It was really hot last weekend across the upper Midwest. We've got another hot streak coming. What happens when it's really hot? The wind doesn't move. It becomes very stagnant. The air, you know, it's 95, 96, 98 degrees out, and it doesn't move. That's when you need the most electricity because people are powering their air conditioners. But, of course, as you know, air conditioners, as John Kerry has told us, are more dangerous than terrorists. So maybe we should just turn the air conditioners off because the air conditioner is going to turn on us at any moment and kill us by way of global warming.
And that's what they're saying. And, I mean, and we had this Paris Climate Agreement this past year that was agreed to, and we were told that this was an historic agreement that all these countries got together and signed a piece of paper to limit their greenhouse gas emissions. Well, it turns out so far only about 19 countries have agreed to it, accounting for 0.19% of global emissions. So for such an important issue for the administration, they've really been doing a good job of leading on it, except by destroying coal and natural gas here at home and propping up wind and solar.
So how can we continue to, frankly, lie to the American people? I mean, that's what it is. We frankly lie to the American people and say that we've got to do these things because the world is being destroyed. You know, I look out the window here. I see blue skies and green trees. If I looked out this window when I was born, I would have seen blue skies and green trees. It's pretty much the same beautiful planet I was born onto. Now, does that mean I like pollution and so forth? No, we need to be mindful of what we put into the water. We need to be mindful of what we put into the air. But all the histrionic nonsense has borne nothing. There's nothing to this that we're just killing the planet. And it's time for people to wake up and be sensible.
It really is. And, you know, as we've used more and more energy, we've burned more coal, we've driven more miles in our cars, those technologies have gotten better, more efficient, and cleaner, and emissions have actually gone down. So the problem isn't using these energy sources. They're actually they're better for our society because they make people wealthier. They make electricity and energy more affordable for people who maybe low income families especially. So I mean, we shouldn't be punishing the use of these resources because they really have made our world a better place.
So where do you think where are we? I mean, Germany's pulling out. Spain and other countries realize that the cost is demonstrative. It's untenable, the amount of money being spent here, the amount of money being put on the back of taxpayers in a day and age when we're almost $21 trillion in debt in America and going deeper in debt faster than ever. At some point, it's unsustainable. They talk about sustainable energy, but it's unsustainable financially. When do we wake up?
You know, I think it could happen in a couple different ways. We might hit a point, like a breaking point, like a Germany or a Spain, where unemployment is at record highs and electricity there is three times more expensive as it is here. Or, you know, it's about getting someone else in the White House who doesn't subscribe to this type of nonsense and these types of policies that waste taxpayer dollars and make our energy more expensive. And, you know, we've seen one of the candidates so far in Hillary Clinton. She's promised to double and triple down on the Obama administration's agenda. She wants to install $500 million solar panels in her first term, and she's called his clean power plan, the carbon regulations, a floor, not a ceiling. So it's going to come one of two ways. Either we hit the breaking point or someone comes in first and changes the direction that we're going.
And somebody needs to do that, but it's not going to be, you know, what do you think a President Trump would do with such a thing? Would he, I mean, hard to say, but what do you think he would do with such a plan? Where would we go?
It's hard to say. You know, from his energy record thus far, we've seen him promote a message of energy abundance, embracing our resources here at home. We've seen him say he's going to undo the Paris Climate Agreement and cancel a lot of these regulations that the EPA has put on coal-fired power plants. So, you know, those things are certainly encouraging because that's a lot of the problem that we're facing in this country. So it's a huge contrast. I think it's one of those areas between him and Hillary Clinton where you can see one of the larger contrasts on policy issues is their take on energy and the environment.
And where we go from there. Chris, I greatly appreciate your time. He's the director of the communications at the Institute for Energy Research. Of course, we'll keep an eye on it because we don't know where it's going. The EPA needs to be reined in, has been some by the courts, but not by this president for sure. He'd like a lot more control of you and I on a daily basis. Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
It's Free for All Friday. The hotline number, the Common Sense hotline number, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I'm thinking next week we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to tell you about the squirrel attack. Attack of the killer squirrel. I'm going to tell you about that. I might do that a little bit later today. Yesterday I was also on the BBC. Called and invited to join the BBC for the conversation about the DNC and Donald Trump and the Russians. Yeah, and it's the Russians. Yeah, it's the Russians. John Lovett. I do like the comparison that Donald Trump made to John Lovett, the liar. Yeah, the Russians. Yeah, that's it. The Russians did it. Good plan. It's Free for All Friday. We'll be right back.